I certainly want to welcome all of you who are here to support our young people who see this as just another day. They're just so bored with it all, and when will it be over? Do we have to do this? That's not how they're feeling at all, is it? No. They're excited, very excited. Some of them are nervous. They've been waiting for this and preparing for this for a long time. And so it's great that you're here to celebrate with them and to offer some support. Our readings tonight are very simple. All three of them have to do with a building. But it's not any ordinary building. It's a living building. Our second reading clearly stated that this Jesus has been rejected by the builders, but he's become the cornerstone. And he will be a stumbling block. Not everyone will accept him, or what he has to offer, the message he delivers, or the church that he establishes. He will be a stumbling block. And at the right side of his Heavenly Father, at the ascension, just as much as he was as he walked the earth some 2,000 years ago. The Acts of the Apostles is talking about the early church and how it developed, seeing different needs and rising to the occasion, making sure that the widows are taken care of and anyone who is in need. And of course, our gospel, I think, was pretty clear. Jesus talking about going to the Father and preparing a place for us. For us tonight, I want our focus to be living stones. That's the reading that I'm pulling out. The living stones. Because that's what you guys are preparing for, to be living stones. Not normal stones. Stones are just blah, right? They come in different shapes and sizes, but they don't walk around and talk like we do. Living stones, when we put them together, they can build great buildings. Like, look at these bricks. Now, these bricks, of course, all look the same, and they're all the same size, and the architect did that wonderfully to create a certain image for us. But I like the other one better, the mosaic, because to me, this is more like us. Each of these little pieces is a different shape and a different size. Some of them are very large, and others are very tiny. Some of them shine greatly, and some of them are kind of dull. There's a couple in here that are very sharp. They have sharp edges. That's me. Real sharp. And if you just take one of those stones out as an independent stone, it may be a different color, it may be a different size and shape, but it's just there. But when it's all together and you and I stand back and we look at it and we say, this is exactly what the Father is trying to do with us. He's trying to create a nice mosaic that he calls the church. And it's important for us to realize, of course, that's not living. So if that could jump off the wall and walk around, what would it be telling us? Because there's a story there. It isn't just an artist's picture of the cross. This is the triumph of the cross. We just got done celebrating Good Friday and the Easter event. The cross doesn't have the final say. It's been glorified. So that image speaks to you and I about Jesus' triumph over death, which we are a part of if we're connecting together under him. Those stones didn't come together. Those little pieces of glass didn't come together on their own. They're just like us. Most of us didn't come here necessarily because we're all best friends. Let's face it, there's a lot of people in this building right now who don't like each other. That's why they sit way over there and way over there. This is life. This is the human condition. We're broken just like those pieces. But we come together because Jesus called us. He's the glue. He's the one. Those pieces have, some of them have nothing in common with each other. They wouldn't be in that picture if they had a choice. But because they were at the hands of the artist, they allowed themselves to be used in that way, even if they may not have liked it. That's you and I. And how do we become that picture? How do we become living stones? This is more to our point tonight, isn't it? Because you and I are humans. We are a makeup, a mixture of animal and spiritual. Animal and spiritual. What's the animal part of us, probably? The most animal part. What do you think? Take a stab. What have you got to lose? Your family and friends are here. That's all right. Huh? We are. We're mammals. Yes, very good. We eat. We sleep. Do you think that's so much spiritual? I don't think angels ever sleep, and I know they don't eat. They're pure spirits. You and I are a great gift. We're a composite of both, which also means we can fall into a trap in just taking care of the animal part of us and forgetting about the spiritual, which is the great danger of our current world. You and I are here tonight because we are acknowledging that our spirits need food. And it's no ordinary food. A Twinkie is not going to sustain our spiritual journey, nor is a Big Mac. As much as we like those things, they take care of the animal part of us. Most of us spend a lot of time on exercise, right? We try to keep our bodies in shape. We try to stay healthy by eating nice lima beans and broccoli and stuff like that because we know it's good for us. We may not like it, but we know it's good for us. We spend a great deal of time with books, studying to strengthen our mind. So we exercise, we strengthen our mind, we eat properly. But now we have to think about our spiritual life. Because you were baptized, you no longer belong to yourself. You belong to God. And God is a good God, will always provide even the nourishment for this new soul that has been created and redeemed. So what we're celebrating tonight is the acknowledgement that we are a very unique part of God's creation. Different than dogs and cats, God actually breathed into us his very life. And now he calls us to grow in him. And we do that by feeding on him. Because after all, we do become what we eat. And so, as we reflect tonight on First Holy Communion, let's thank the Lord that he made us different than any other part of creation. We are so special in his image and likeness, and yet so different. Different from each other. And yet when we come together, God does something incredible. It's not always easy to come together as broken pieces. But God can do incredible things if we let him. And that's our prayer tonight. That he'll do incredible things through you as you continue to grow and develop in your spiritual journey. It isn't just exercise and eating and studying that makes us so unique. It's also the fact that we can reflect on God, that we know that God right now is holding us, sustaining us out of love. And that's an incredible gift to reflect on.